Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tokyo, Japan. Japanese astronomers say they have discovered the oldest galaxy in our universe. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A team of Japanese astronomers using telescopes on Hawaii say they have seen the oldest galaxy yet discovered, which the team says is almost 13 billion light years away from Earth, and thus the galaxy is at the edge of our universe. A light year is the distance that light travels in a year at 186,000 miles per second, which is about 6 trillion miles that light would travel each year. The Japanese astronomers say this latest discovery has enabled them to look back in time, and using powerful telescopes will help them to peer deeper and deeper into the dawn of the universe. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A recent discovery of a galaxy almost 13 billion light years from Earth is being used as an attack on Bible prophecy and actually the authority of the Bible itself. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Japanese astronomers that claim they have discovered the oldest galaxy in our universe believe that this discovery has given them the deepest look into the dawn of history thus far by the scientific world. This galaxy is reported to be almost 13 billion light years away from Earth at the edge of our universe. Remember, a light year is how far light can travel at 186,000 miles per second in 1 year, and that is around 6 trillion miles, which would then be multiplied by 13 billion, an astronomical number. The use of the term oldest galaxy by the Japanese astronomers is an attack on the record of creation found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6, where it says that the Lord used the term "and the stars also" to define the creation of stars and all of the galaxies that are in our universe, and he did that in one instant. The Apostle Peter warns us that in the last days, the scientific world will attack the concept of biblical creation because they are willfully ignorant of the truth. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. Peter revealed the denial of the return of Jesus Christ would be present in these days as well, and that is because of the ignorant scientists and astronomers. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3, 9 says, however, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise to return to earth. He will come back. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...